What's up, you bunch of happy hip huggers? Darren Spop here, and Blake with another Ryan Rose!
With two Richards in a tiny car. You call them hip huggers, though. So are they underwear, jeans?
Maybe a little bit of both.
I don't know about you. I am not a fan of the 90s fashions returning with the real high-waisted pants.
I mean, back in the day when I was slinging seed like an old bird feeder, I used to wear Z Cavarici pants because I was a fucking idiot. I used to love those things. Now, not so much.
Probably before my time.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm dating myself, but what are you going to do?
Hey, it is what it is, man.
You know, for 53, I think I look pretty good.
The cereal bowl full of supplements every day, I'm sure, doesn't hurt.
No.
Dad, if you could pour milk over it, it's cereal.
No, no.
Don't judge.
She said, if you can eat those pills with a spoon, it's a meal. And she was right. But if I'm going to be honest, I mean, I eat really bad. And if I'm not on the supplements, my health would be really fucked.
You'd probably be dead. Or wishing you were.
Yes. Well, most people will get to that point in their life where they wish they were dead.
If you think that Karens weaponizing the police against their neighbors ended just because you can go into Walmart without a mask, think again. It's not over until it can't happen again. Let Thomas Fitzgerald spell it out for you with his book, The Police Are Not Your Friends, A Guide to Police Interaction, Detainment, Arrest, and Trial. Because understanding your rights is how you get your white belt in administrative violence. Available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle right now. A link is in the Meat Gazer box.
And that's where we enter the world of magical thinking. In today's article, this is about 3 months old on the day of filming, but as we all know, ladies who write articles like this, in this case we have Nancy Jo Sales, these are all old tricks anyway. They just repackage them and try to sell them as new.
It's what, feminism 101, liberalism 101, keep just recycling the same old propaganda and say the same lie over and over again.
Yep.
Sooner or later, somebody will believe it.
You could slap any date on this post-Tinder or post-OKCupid, and you're probably going to find a million articles out there that say roughly the same thing. But here we go.
Why do dating apps bring up the worst in men?
How the fuck does that actually mean anything? I mean, they talk about the dick pics, stuff like that. I mean, because I spent a lot of time on the dating apps. I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of dudes on there who have zero fucks to give, and they lead with penis pics.
And which is, as we say around here, a dick move.
It is a dick move. But, hey, you know, hey, if you don't care and that's what you want, you're like, here's the golden rod. Maybe you want some, maybe you don't. You don't. All right, next. And the thing is women built the dating market. It's not like we had anything to do with it. We're along for the ride.
At the end of the day, the dating market as it exists in current year is the exclusive pride and prejudice of the ladies. They built it, and now they're complaining about it.
Just like all the other liberals, they make the problem, and then they spend all the time they can bitching about it.
No wonder they keep voting Democrat. They have so much in common with a government that likes to create problems and then claims to have the solution to them.
Sell me big government.
Sell me government.
Sell
come
me.
On.
Sell me one fucking thing they've ever done that they made any better. Sell, go, yeah. Come on.
Did you hear that? Autistic screeching in the distance.
The Karen comb-overs?
The Karen comb-overs.
As their heads explode.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. If you've managed to live your life so that you've somehow avoided the West Elm Caleb saga that unfolded over the last week, you're probably a happier, less perplexed person because of it. And if you're a single straight woman who uses dating apps and have never dated a young man who resembles West Elm Caleb, then it is nothing less than a miracle. Although I take umbrage and offense to the phrase single straight woman, because, I mean, you're not a biologist.
That's right.
In brief, West Elm Caleb is a guy, 25, who got outed on TikTok for allegedly dating multiple women he met on dating apps, all at the same time leading them on and then ghosting them. So what you're saying is, he behaved just like a woman, and because he's got a penis, that's bad.
Yeah. That happened to my buddy.
Yep.
Yeah. He literally went out with a woman at like 5, 6 in the afternoon. And she's like, well, I got back to the office, blah, blah, blah. 2 hours later, there she is with another dude at two or three restaurants down the way on the same block. Like, what the fuck?
And that is actually a really great red flag to point out to you, gentlemen. If you are still out there in the dating market and a woman gives you the business and says that she needs to have a late lunch or an early dinner instead of an actual date at, like, you know, 6:30, 7 p.m., you are the appetizer before the butt slappetizer, if you know what I mean.
The butt slappetizer. I like it.
We all know what's coming down the pipe, and it ain't you.
No, it's not.
Someone else is coming with their pipe.
You're just buying a meal.
All over her lower back. You are the foodie call, and the booty call comes later.
And the bullseye's for the guy behind you.
Yep. It's all part of the business, and yes, there will be a pop culture on that whole subject.
Yeah, I have received the business in spades throughout the years. I know it's coming. I'm like, all right, here we go.
Yep. But the hypocrisy here is just phenomenal.
Well,
When women do this, and then you call them on it, it's, well, guys do it all the time, so I should be able to do it. Blah, 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 blah. The difference is that men will be judged for this publicly, and obviously things will go viral on TikTok when these guys are called out. When it happens to women, you get the polar opposite reaction.
They treat it as modus operandi.
Yep.
It's just another thing that, it's just something that they do. And I'm going to be honest, like, women literally drop out of the box, factory programmed to do shit like this.
Yep. But the biggest difference being, because they are programmed right out of the box, it doesn't require any effort or work on their part to do this whatsoever. Women are born the gatekeeper. Men have to work hard and invest in themselves to become the keymaster. And ladies, don't you ever forget it.
Did we do it? I think we did a video where we do all of the, we talk about all of the shit men used to have to do just to get ready to get, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Get married or get into the dating pool.
And that's just the stuff that we used to have to do. Now that list is a lot longer because the expectations on the other side
are unrealistic.
They've gone to completely delusional standards.
Yeah, they're completely unrealistic, and that's why we're seeing the manosphere blow up.
Back in the day, we just called that a fuckboy,
said my friend Amelia, 29. Yes, I know. Back in 2015, I wrote a story for Vanity Fair entitled Tinder and the Dawn of the Dating Apocalypse, in which I reported,
a fuckboy is a young man who sleeps with women without any intention of having a relationship with them, or perhaps even walking them to the door post-sex.
And guess what? Those dudes have Clinton body counts, and it's all your fault because you keep sleeping with them.
And they can get away with it. I mean, literally, they don't have to be nice. They don't even have to escort you out. They just, like, show up, show the goods,
yeah.
Leave.
And all they got to do to get away with it is just carefully calibrate the dick barometer.
That's right.
She's a 5. All right, I'll give her the 7 dick.
And then nothing more than 7 dick, gentlemen.
Yeah, nothing more than a 7. I give her the 7 dick, and then when I call her back in 3 months after forgetting her name, she'll say yes still. Because that's what it's like.
Don't take it to 10.
Never take it to 10. That's how you wind up with a stalker.
That's right.
You don't need that. You don't need photos arriving at your phone, you know, in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner and it's some chick peeing on herself. You like that, baby? Not especially.
No. I'm eating. Thank you.
I've got a plate full of juicy meat in front of me. Next thing I know, I'm looking at a plate full of blown out meat on my phone. It's really not appetizing.
Especially when the woman, she was strictly catch and release.
Oh!
Back in the bay with you.
Yeah, you're pretty good, but I could do better.
And that's the perfect thing right there. Women do this to men all the time.
They catch
and release them, and why?
Because I can do better.
They think they can do better until they can't. Let's face it, there's a lot of women out there in their 20s who do this 4 or 5 times and get away with it, no problem.
Yep.
And then when the wall shows up, it gets ugly for them real quick, man.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, they're tired of the games, and it's not fair. Wah. Sorry, ladies. The only thing that cures that is a time machine back through the wall. And it's not happening.
Good luck with that.
But might I suggest in the meantime that you actually start holding yourselves to the same standards that you hold men? You might actually be happier. That story caused an infamously crazy reaction on the part of Tinder, which tweeted at me more than 30 times in one night. So offended were they that I had talked to actual users about their dissatisfaction with the newly launched, now multi-billion dollar app. In fairness to Nancy Jo Sales, she wasn't wrong. Tinder was the first horseman of the dating apocalypse.
Yes, it was.
That was women declaring war on the dating landscape.
Yep.
Ever since then, it's been nothing but whining and complaining about the landscape they decimated, and now they have to live in it.
And they're not liking it.
Sorry, ladies. You control the dating market between 15 and 35. Some of you check out of that leadership role around 28, 29. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if you don't like it...
You did it yourselves.
You did it to yourselves.
Sorry.
When you point a finger at men... there's three more pointing back at you.
This whole feminist experiment that we've been doing for the past like 80 years.
It's pretty much roundly a failure at this point, wouldn't you say?
It's a fucking savage, savage failure.
Women are unhappier than they've ever been, and they expect people to still reinforce all of these bad decisions and cheer them on when they shout their abortions and hashtag shout your sterility. Like these chicks are getting their tubes tied. They're like, yay! Like they want to have a gender reveal party for the death of their own dating prospect.
Well, the thing is, like if they get their tubes tied, you can always get those untied. It's another thing if you have, if you pull, what's Brad Pitt's wife's name?
Jolie.
Yeah. Well, she Jolie. Basically spooned out her ovaries and had her tits sawed off.
Yeah.
She's a eunuch in disguise.
Bad news bears, man. I always said, you know, when you look at that diagram of what a uterus looks like, it looks like a bull. You know what happens when you mess with the bull?
You get the fucking horns. If you don't want the horns, it's still going to ruin your China shop.
Yeah, true story. Tinder was mad because, among other things, I dared to suggest that dating apps, including Bumble and Hinge, where West Elm Caleb met his matches, were exacerbating bad behavior on the part of straight men. If it's on Bumble...
it's got to be true.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Even though women are completely in charge of any and all interactions on Bumble, it's still men's fault.
And they're still bitching about that. Bumble is failing. Women are not making their first move, and then they're like, why is nobody talking to you? Did you read the bylaws of how that fucking site works? I don't know.
When women have to approach men, you see just how lazy of daters they are. Women are extremely lazy daters. They want the guys to say who, what, where, when, why, and how, and they want them to pay for everything.
But they owe you nothing.
But they bitched until they got their own app where they were the ones who had to do the approaching, and guess what happened?
No approaching.
Bye-bye. And then the ones that they do approach get all the poon, and that's still bad. Which is what is missing in the many think pieces that have come out about West Elm Caleb. The problem is the design of the technology itself.
What? How is it?
I can't wait to see what her justification for this is. Wow. No, dating apps did not invent misogyny or womanizers, but they did give straight men, unvetted men... No. See, you lost the license to use that term when you brought Bumble into the equation.
Yep.
Unfettered access to women. And at the same time, you gave unvetted women unfettered access to men.
When I was on the dating sites, I had a couple women like just quit talking to me because one was a hanging comma. So I was writing back and I didn't use the proper punctuation.
Oh, she grammar Nazi'd you.
She grammar Nazi'd me. I'm like, they're literally disqualifying themselves. And what about this? If you voted for Trump, don't bother.
Yeah.
Well, that's half the people.
Yeah, that's half the men.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You're making it way too easy for us to avoid you, ladies, and then you want to complain in articles like this when that happens.
And guess what? It's not that we're avoiding them. We just know it. You know, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. You get 30 seconds of, and then it's like an insane amount of money. You have to deal with craziness. Maybe you have to deal with the cops. I mean, what? Fuck that.
Bees and dogs can smell fear. Men can smell feminists. And you make it easy when you free bleed. You must be a looter. because it smells like cooter. I'm out of here. They gave them a new sense of boldness through a seemingly endless set of options. Okay, now we're entering the realm of psychological projection here.
Yeah, here we go.
They gave them the ability to decide with the flick of a finger whether a woman was hot or not, enough for them to date or have sex with. Okay, we've shown these charts probably 50 times in the last 5-6 years, but here they are again. If you want to know who's really prejudging people out of shallowness that makes a puppy dog's piss puddle look like Crater Lake, check it out. They gave them the ability to create false identities who can't be held accountable. Hey, how you doing, man? I'm Bendy Dick Cumminsnatch.
Engelbert Humperdinck, nice to meet you.
We have funny names.
Yeah, who cares?
We should start a club.
I would look at your picture, and within 5 seconds, I would be like, okay, I'll send her an email.
Yeah.
And usually it's hello or how you doing? Yeah. And I would do that to all of them and just see who responded.
I'm not going to waste my time on a chick, you know?
No.
How you doing? That's probably about it.
That's right. And then you get
a coffee. You don't get dinner.
Or, you know, because in the profile, I put down, like, I'm a writer.
Yeah.
And then they come back with, for a writer, you know, you just said hello. And I'm like okay. Well, in a bar, if I walked up to you and then just started reciting a paragraph, you would think I'm fucking nuts. What do you or would you not?
Exactly, yeah. Brevity is the soul of wit, last I heard.
They don't know what the fuck they want.
When you are dealing with a biological sect of the population that clearly doesn't know what they want and yet will scream how much they want it at the top of their lungs, you're really fighting kind of a losing game. I mean, if you don't even know how the rules are applied, and especially if they're applied with differential enforcement, YouTube, it's kind of difficult to glean any fun out of playing that game, and that's why dudes just aren't playing anymore.
And I can't blame them.
The effect of all this on straight male psychology is something I've discussed with psychologists, feminists, evolutionary biologists, and other experts throughout the making of a documentary film and the reporting of several more articles and a book.
Wow, that's a lot of ists.
Yeah, and it's a lot of so-called experts who are really just academics with no knowledge of the real world.
When you learn shit out of a book, you're not learning it for the real world.
And I love how it's specifically straight male psychology. So we're not going to address at all how this same unfettered access and variety to all of these different men, we're not going to talk about how that affects women psychologically at all.
Yeah, despite the fact that 1 in 4 are taking head meds and over half of women under 32 have some type of psychological malfunction.
A little bit.
Maybe they're narbipolbagistic.
I would say that the likelihood is more than half.
Yeah.
I mean, between them and all the dead people, the Democrats got it in the lock. But you don't have to have a PhD to see that dating apps privilege the male gaze and give straight men an outsized idea of their power in their dealings with women. In the opinion of another young woman friend, they have ruined men. You ruined men. By giving 100% of women access to the top 20% of men. And these dudes, like, men are not shallow. Every top-tier dude you've ever met has thrown the bone to a fatty.
Yep.
Women cannot say the same thing. When you drastically overinflate the egos of the bottom 80% into thinking they deserve a B- or higher, this is what you get. You're going to get 20% of dudes thinking that they can walk on water because you made them feel that way, ladies. You did this.
And that they never actually had to put in any work.
They just showed up.
Yeah, either they show up and look good, or the women know they have a lot of money and they look semi-good. And then
there you go.
And it's off to the races after that.
Mm-hmm. Women created this market. Now they're complaining about it. Women created the men who can navigate this market, and now they're complaining about it.
And they get mad at men like you and me who are teaching other men how to play the game.
We're just telling you the truth.
That's right. I just tell men what to avoid, not what to look for. I'm not that guy.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about privilege, let's talk about how the lame establishment legacy media continues to parrot these blatant falsehoods, knowing full well they're bullshit. on behalf of a so-called oppressed class that's actually a majority of the population and spends the vast majority of the money. Dating apps didn't ruin men, ladies. You did.
Yeah, back in the day, like, a man would, like, literally pursue you and try to prove to you he's, you know, a valid individual, worth your time, worth dating. Now, he wants to go on a date, gets on the internet, swipe right. Maybe one of them will respond. Yep, Netflix and chill, boom, never talk to her again.
Here's a thought. The reason why men used to do that and don't do it anymore is because that was traditional. Women have gone out of their way to tell us that traditionalism is toxic. Once again, you have created the problem.
and now you're bitching about it.
If you are a non-traditional woman with 38 different cocks under your belt before you graduate high school, you're not going to get a traditional man because you're not worth it.
Nope. And we're trying to teach men that to actually approach it like that.
You don't like it? Try being a traditional woman. Oh, wait, those women are already married and happy with children and a good man.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't think West Elm Caleb deserved to be doxxed or harassed by the people who sought to take revenge on his behavior. No one deserves that. Unless they vote Republican, right?
Yeah. Or they want to, you know, strike down Roe versus Wade. And then they want to hang out at the judge's house.
Yeah.
That's totally illegal, right?
It is wrong, but I'm not surprised that some women rose up against this character, using him as a scapegoat for what they have been enduring in the realm of dating now for years. Still your fault.
Yeah, what do you mean? What the fuck?
You create these men by sleeping with them. If you don't like these men, stop rewarding them with free poon and the problem will resolve itself.
It'll take a little time now, but yeah, it will. You get the ultimate payoff for almost no investment. I mean, I would take that all day long.
And at the end of the day, that ultimate payout is the ultimate for women because that's what they have to offer.
They show up on Earth. They have one superpower.
Yeah.
They can create life. and they throw it away and destroy it.
And then they wonder why all of a sudden they're infertile when it's time to settle down.
Because they, they mummified their waxworks with all that HPV.
Not our fault.
No. Nope.
Because we can't bang you unless you say yes.
That's right. Like, if you have a woman who's average looking, kind of maybe a little above average, she can walk into church, proposition 10 men. I bet you 2 to 3 of them will take her up on her offer. They'll take her right in the parking lot, bend her over, leave a deposit, and get on with, and then do 6 Hail Marys because they're sorry about it.
Men could do the same thing. The only thing they would get is a restraining order and a night in the tank.
Or they could wind up in prison.
Prison!
With today's day and age, believe all women. Fuck.
Yep.
You're going to prison.
Oh!
And here's the sad part. It takes us two guys to look at this article objectively. The rest of the world is not doing that, you know, en masse with these stupid fucking articles.
No, no. And the reason they don't is because it requires no thought process whatsoever to turn your back on reality in favor of your confirmation bias.
The lazy.
Lazy. And these are the dead fish, if you know what I mean. That's why we toss them back. That's why it's called catch and release.
West Elm Caleb is a pandemic, said Molly 34. He's everywhere, except there's no vaccine.
But if there was, I'd bet you'd try to force people to take it and then say, my body, my choice, when they told you to keep the kid.
So this was the guy who was going on these dates. These women were paying, or he would just ghost.
Yeah.
He would show up the date, eat, and then ghost.
He'd bang him and ghost.
How is this a big deal?
Why is this news?
Yeah.
The reason it's news is because people can grift on this. They can make money becoming dating coaches, you know, for all these women who are just as unhappy as they are.
Yeah, don't trust them. Trust me.
Yeah, never, ever pay money to a female dating coach, ladies and germs. You might as well just set that shit on fire.
Well, aren't they quitting in mass, too? Because women don't know what the fuck they want. Yeah.
And it's not helped by people like Nancy here who will write articles like this telling them that it's either all men's fault or all the dating app's fault.
Yeah. I love how they always systematically remove all accountability and responsibility from women.
I mean, just think about it. If 20% of the men are able to hook up with 100% of women, that means that on average, their body count is 5 to 1 compared to the average dude.
It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game.
And unless we're talking rap, hey, you had a hand in that, ladies. Stop whining about it.
You want to get free dick? You can get free dick. But later on down the road, when you want that expensive dick who's going to step in there and pay for everything and support you, you're not going to get it. Or it's going to be extremely hard to get. Yeah. You're going to have to look for an idiot.
Yep.
I was that idiot a long time ago, and I'm trying to teach you not to be that idiot.
Amen. Look at it this way. Let's boil it down to an example anyone can follow. You're in line for a bar, and you are watching everyone walk away from that bar with a free drink. There's 48 people in line in front of you, but hey, it looks pretty top shelf. You know, it looked pretty top shelf when you went up to the front just to kind of get a look, and then you went and you decided to wait your turn. You finally get to the front of the line. Turns out all the top shelf is gone, and they're serving Soldier's Choice at $15 for a shot. Why? Because, well, now we understand our value. Not gonna happen!
That's not how you understand value right there. It's called desperation.
If a pair of shoes has had 68 different dicks in it, you don't want to be 69, even if she offers to 69.
And you can get those shoes at the Salvation Army.
And I'm pretty sure somebody stepped in gum with a C. Without any change in the toxic dating culture being created by these apps, or the men they're turning into fuckboys, women have been turning to each other for solidarity online. Gee, I can't imagine how many different ways this could go wrong.
What I'm seeing more and more on TikTok is women finding out they are being cheated on or dating the same guy, said Lana, 28, and then pushing back. I've seen girls post like, if your husband is named Joe with blonde hair and tattoos and was just on a business trip to Vegas, he's cheating on you. I also saw a girl who found out her boyfriend of about 6 months was dating two other girls, and they all ambushed him at the same time. They all looked the same, too. Ugh!
Okay. What about all those women that do the exact same thing? And then they file for divorce and get rewarded for it.
I just found out that someone I mentored moved down to a different state with her husband, who was a lot older than she was. Within 3 months, she was having an affair with a married man and had plans to meet a second. But wow. When the posts go up on social media, I was so blindsided by the divorce. Oh my God. Isn't it amazing how every woman out there has just a slew of toxic exes, but they're perfect?
Absolutely correct.
They never did anything wrong. They didn't choose these men.
Of course they didn't.
And I guarantee you, that dudes, anytime you find one of your exes on social media, look them up and see what other types of men they've been dating or been married to throughout the years. Mm-hmm. Dollars to donuts, that dude is going to have a striking physical resemblance to you.
Most women are not going to tell you the truth to your face.
Honestly, women should boycott these apps, said Brianna, 30. I don't know what benefit they bring, other than make us more accessible to trash men with bad intentions. I'm telling everyone I know to delete the apps. They're not worth it, and no one I know has met anyone worth a damn on them anyway.
Make sure that you look for Brianna's new blog, Dating and Getting Plowed in My 30s by Random Men in Bars, and bitching about it.
Or, you know, she likes to get bent over at the dumb cumster.
These apps were not created to give men unfettered access to a variety of women. They were invented for lazy people.
People.
Who don't want to go out and put themselves on the line. I get it. But the end of the day, you are going to get paired up with people who are just as lazy as you are.
Bing! Right there. Right there.
Because you were that way.
I was done. I am not into having to buy the clothes and then find out where you want to hang out and look for where the women are at and play the fucking silly games to meet and talk to women. I at this stage in my life, I have better shit to do with my time.
Like saving over 400 lives on a comedy show that's criminally undersubscribed thanks to YouTube?
Booyah!
Absolutely correct.
Oh, you leave me hanging, bro. Leave me hanging.
Sorry. Boom. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct.
This is sad. This is really sad. And the psychological projection game is so weak on this one. You could see that Stevie Wonder could see this one coming a mile down the road.
Yes, he could. Is he dead?
No, he's still around.
All right, cool. Yeah. The women moving forward are going to start to really feel the pinch because men are dropping out of college.
Yep.
Men are not getting married. Men are not conducting themselves with, for the most part, with chivalry and civility.
They're saving those things for the women who earn them.
Or, you know, to be honest with you, I know lots of guys who are fucking done. They want to get to the 19th hole. Okay.
The 19th hole is the grave.
That's right. They want to just get through this and then, you know, punch out when they're supposed to punch out. And that's it. I mean, think about it. How much are you supposed to fucking take and keep coming back for more?
Yeah.
At what point does the dog say, fuck you, I'm out. I'm going to go look for something better.
And from the other half of the population that constantly screeches about how they want equal treatment. I'm sorry, but the dating market has never been about equality. It is Darwinism in slow motion. That's the dating market. Survival of the fittest. Some people are going to reproduce. A lot of people won't. But when you hold men to delusional standards like this,
you get delusional results.
Exactly.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. And getting combative, dismissive, psychologically projecting, bitching about all the problems that you caused, thinking that somehow blaming and shaming men and saying that it's all our fault is going to make us come crawling back to you with all of our money and resources on a silver platter ready to give it up to the lowest bidder. You must be out of your damn mind.
You're out of your fucking mind.
That is not going to happen. Men want 4Fs, and I'm not talking about a bra size, because if they're that big, chances are the rest of you is going to follow suit around 27, 28. We want fit, feminine, friendly, and fertile. If you are not those four things, or at least some, you know, amiable, moderately mixture, you know, connotation of them, you're done.
You're a dartboard in the bar. Men are just going to hit a bullseye and then go on to another bar.
And this gets worse as women get older. That's why you see women approaching 30 or in their 30s screaming that older men dating younger women is creepy and it's manipulative. No, 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 it's not. You would do it if you could.
Absolutely correct.
You can't. And that's why it's not fair.
This is not a new phenomena. Older men married younger women since forever.
Like I said, you have to earn. You have to invest in yourself. You have to build yourself to become the key master. Women are born the gatekeepers. So it makes sense that older men who amassed that value would go for younger women whose value is at its peak because they match. Why would a dude who has spent 15 years amassing value, building himself, building a business, maybe he's an entrepreneur, why would he throw that away for a 35-year-old, infertile, masculine, combative, unfriendly biatcha?
The mummified cunt is cursed. Can't stay away.
Can't understand normal thinkers are not allowed.
You go ahead and get combative with a high-value man and see how long you're going to be around.
Yeah, you will be just like the dead fish you play in bed. Catch and release. And if you don't like it, wham, you did it to yourself.
So what, comma? I don't care.
And not a single fuck was given that day. And if you stare closely at my hands, you will see my collection of fucks that I have given to these ladies.
They're not even worth a give a damn, a give a shit, or a give a fuck.
And at the end of the day, ladies, no matter how much you complain about all the men that you allowed yourself to be smashed and dashed by, you can write articles, you can post TikTok videos, you can gather together with your screeching harpies and talk about how men ain't shit. You still can't unsuck their dicks. Screen fact.